The Word of Prophecy broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
To radio's most challenging hour, the Word of Prophecy broadcast. And I'm Brother Ray Pringle, and ladies and gentlemen, I've come your way again with a true message from the greatest book in this world, and that is from your Holy Bible. And I call your attention to this very profound truth that this is not a typical religious radio talk show. This broadcast presents a no-nonsense message daily. That is to turn the people of God to the whole truth of our Holy Bible, and to real repentance, to old-fashioned repentance. That's real repentance, and to obedience to God's Word. And this ministry has been raised up by the Lord to be a lighthouse, and our message for a beacon and guidepost for the backslidden and world-conforming church of our Lord to turn them back to divine favor. Oh, we pray today that God will give you ears to hear this true prophetic message out of the Scriptures of your Holy Bible sent in Holy Ghost anointing. Ladies and gentlemen, teaching today on our responsibility to love God and what it really means, I begin with a scripture from the words of our blessed Lord, Jesus Christ, in Matthew 24 and the 12th verse. He made this prediction in this great Olivet message, and it is the greatest prophetic message ever preached, and it was by Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago, about foretelling what would befall us here in these end-time days in which we're living. And he says prophetically, because iniquity shall abound, that's in our day, the love of many shall wax cold. And the love of many, ladies and gentlemen, has waxed cold. The word iniquity, because it abounds, that means rebellion against the word of God abounds, the love of many people will wax cold toward God, toward each other, toward the Bible, and toward things that are holy and true. Well, we must teach, and I will teach, God's responsibility to us, that is, to save us, to hear us when we repent, to convict us of our sins, and help us in our struggle to overcome sin and the devil and the flesh as we walk this old pilgrim pathway in this unfriendly world to a Christian. Yes, we must have the grace of God. But ladies and gentlemen, when we're saved, the Lord puts his love in our hearts. The scripture says in Romans 5:5 that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. It's also one of the fruit of the Spirit found in Galatians the 5th chapter. And we must realize that God puts his love in us so we can return that affection and set our affections on God and things above. And that, of course, includes the Word of God. In John the 14th chapter, now, talking about the love of God waxing cold, let's see, according to God's commandment for us to love him, to see if it's not cold in churches and in this church culture today that is Laodicean and the church is spewed out of the mouth of Jesus Christ. In John the 14th chapter and verse 23, listen to this great statement from the lips of our Lord. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. See, we can go around and profess you love Jesus and the Lord. But Jesus said, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. If you don't love Jesus or love the Lord, you won't keep his sayings. And that is evidence as we look around today and see people claiming to live in grace and they live in disgrace. That is certainly a tragedy, and it's something that we look at with bewildering eyes and know that it's a disgrace and not grace that people are looking at. It is something that is absolutely a national tragedy, is the way Christians live in this nation and claim to be in the grace of God, claim they love God when they won't keep his words and live a holy life. In the 15th chapter of the book of St. John, verses 9 and 10, Jesus continued. Here's what he said, "As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue you in my love. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." See, now that's very plain, isn't it? If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. And people today want to get out here and violate God's laws and overrun the things the Bible commands of them and their responsibility to set their love and affection on God, to love their neighbors, themselves, to love their brother. When the Bible says if we don't love our brother, we're a liar when we say we love God and we don't love our brother. And if we love not our brother whom we have seen, love not our brother, how can we love God whom we have not seen? Oh, my Lord, what a statement that we have to rely upon from the Word of God as the witness. We need witness. We need Christian witness to measure our experience by the Word of God. And if our experience doesn't harmonize with the Word of God, don't doubt the Word of God. Doubt your experience. In Romans, the 13th chapter, the great apostle Paul, beginning in verse 8, declared, "Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this thou shalt not commit adultery." See, if you love God, you won't commit adultery. You won't kill. You won't steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. You won't lie. Thou shalt not covet. You won't, don't want to take something that's not yours. "And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor." And that's the love of God, of course. "Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law." Love is the fulfilling of the law. And that golden rule, we must keep it. Jesus said the golden rule was in the 7th chapter of Matthew, verse 12. He said, "And as you would that men should do to you, do you even so unto them likewise, for this is the law and the prophets." And the way we fulfill the law is that we truly love one another with the same kind of a love that Jesus had for you and me in saving our souls by his death on the cross of Calvary. And I hope that love today will permeate our lives and our hearts. In 1 John, and let's go to this little great little book, oh, in the back of your Bible, please. In 1 John, the 2nd chapter, beginning in verse 3. That's a great revelation here. "Hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't write this. Most preachers shy away from this type of preaching and from these scriptures that are Christian evidence to the true experience of a genuine born-again Christian. "Now, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." But listen to verse 5 very intently. "But whoso keepeth his word," if you do what the Lord tells you to do in his word, "in him verily is the love of God perfected." The love of God is perfected in the life of one that keeps God's word. "Hereby know that we are in him." That's the Christian evidence of the witness we need to determine our experience by. And don't lose your soul and get out here and think you're saved until you go to the judgment like Jesus warned people in the 7th chapter of Matthew. "In that day, many will come to me saying, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name. We've done many wonderful works. We've cast out devils." And Jesus will profess unto them, "On that day of judgment, I never knew you. Religious, but lost." That is a pathetic plight for someone who declares they love God. You can't love God unless you keep his commandments. For in this same little book of 1 John, the 5th chapter and verses 2 and 3, he says, this is how we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. When you love God, it's not grievous to forbear from committing adultery and stealing and lying and cursing and drinking and smoking and dancing and going nude and so forth. Those things are not grievous to a real Christian, one that truly loves God. When you love God, you love His Word. And my, when we love the Word of God, what a wonderful thing it is to go out and exhibit that love that we have in demonstrating before others the lifestyle that God commands us to live in His holy Word. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 91, beginning in verse 14, God says, because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. See, when we set our love upon God, He will save us in the end from whatever calamities the devil has set as traps or devices to ensnare us with. And we must remember that love, the love of God was demonstrated on that cross of Jesus Christ. And Paul made it in a capsule. He made the statement here that unveils the real love of God, and that is to save a soul by leading us to repentance in Romans 2 and verse 4. He makes this great comment. Do you despise the riches of God's goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God, and that's the love of God, leadeth thee to repentance? Don't you know it's God's love that leads us to repentance, and it's by the Holy Ghost and His conviction on our hearts to make us conscious of our sins and our rebellion and our lost condition? And through the love of God, through the Holy Ghost, He convicts us and leads us to the cross of Jesus Christ, where we repent, turn away from our sins, and receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Master. And I pray today that the Holy Ghost will deal with your heart if you're backslidden, cold and lukewarm, or you're not really a Christian. Shall we pray? My Father and my God, I thank you for the grace you've granted me to preach the true message of your word on this radio broadcast by virtue of the Christian liberty provided by your divine providence and grace. Bless those, Lord, we pray, whose ears have heard the truth of your holy Bible, and catch them in the grip of divine power and persuasion to turn them away from their sins and their iniquities by old-fashioned repentance into divine favor and true salvation, we ask in Jesus' name, and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle, and our mailing address is Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. Ladies and gentlemen, all these messages you hear on this broadcast, including today's, we have on video cassette and audio cassette on the printed page, and we'll be glad to mail it to you, mail you the cassettes for an offering of support, or the message in print by your request. And we pray that God will deal with your hearts to support this broadcast at least monthly with part of your tithes and offerings to help me to stay on this station, to make my voice strong, and in the impending coming time when we're going to be forbidden to preach freely over the radio, you can have these messages in print and on video, that you'll have them after the repression comes on freely preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Please write me to Brother Ray Pringle, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. Now may God grip your heart in this message with its power and persuasion until our next broadcast, is our prayer for every one of you.